Mark chapter 5, and we want to look at verses 25 through 34. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 34. A woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years and had endured much at the hands of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was not helped at all, but rather had grown worse. After hearing about Jesus, she came up in the crowd behind him and touched his cloak. For she thought, if I just touch his garments, I will get well. Immediately the flow of her blood was dried up, and she felt in the body that she was healed of her affliction. Immediately Jesus, perceiving in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my garment? And his disciples said to him, you see the crowd pressing on you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see the woman who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. God's word for the people of God, for the glory of God. God, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, God, for this privilege to share your word with your people. And God, we pray now that you would hide us behind the cross, that you might be seen, that you would sit us down so that you might be seen, that you would silence us so that you might be heard, that your word would go forth in power, that your word would go forth, God, in victory, that your word would go forth with accuracy, that your sons and daughters would hear from you, and they would walk away from this place saying, didn't our hearts burn? So God, we thank you for your word today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. If you could keep my slides on that back too, so I can see them back there too. Thank you. All right, so our key verses today are Mark 5, 25, and 26. I want to read that again with some effect to you so you understand the situation that we're in. And while you may not have a hemorrhage of blood, we all going through. Amen? Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. We all going through. You're either at the start of it, you're coming at the end of it, are you in the middle of it, or it's a getting ready to start. Amen? We all going through. Amen. But it said here, Mark 5, 25 and 26, our key verses, a woman had a hemorrhage for 12 years. Everybody say 12 years. 12 years. That's a long time. Okay, 12 years. And in these 12 years, the Bible says that she had endured much. She had gone through a lot. I imagine that there were some sleepless nights. I imagine that there were some nights with pain. I imagine that there was some ostracization from other folks, God, who knew she was sick and they didn't want to be around her. For 12 years, she endured much. And then the text says she had endured much at the hands of many physicians. Amen. So many people who were practicing medicine had solutions for her. So many people who thought they knew how to fix the problem had given their solutions to her. And the text says she spent all that she had. Everybody say broke. She was broke. She had nothing left. She had paid all the co-pays that she could pay. Amen. She was broke, had nothing left. Everything that she had, every bit of money, every bit of energy, every bit of mental power, everything she had given it all to find a cure. Amen. I don't know if anybody's ever been there where you felt like you just gave everything. Amen. And the thing was not getting any better. The text says that she was not helped at all. Amen. So to compound things, not only had she had this for 12 years, not only had she endured much, not only had many physicians worked on her, but at the end of the day, she had not gotten any better. As a matter of fact, the text says she had gotten worse. Amen. Anybody ever been there where you are going through a situation and it seems like it just keeps getting worse? Amen. Seems like you were going through and you were waiting for the next shoe to drop, amen? You were waiting for the next thing to fail. It's not getting any better. It only gets worse. So it puts you in a desperate situation, amen? Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Desperate. Now we're trying this new, I'm trying this slide thing today, amen. And so this next slide, I want to give us a face. You know, this. So first, let's go with these definitions. I want to make sure we're on the same page. So it says that the definition of desperate is feeling, showing, or involving a hopeless sense that a situation is so bad and impossible to deal with. Anybody been there? Amen. And then it says different, not the same as another, unlike in nature, form, or quality. So by definition, today's sermon is speaking directly to those of us who may be thinking that a situation is hopeless, bad, impossible, and we are desperate for something not the same, unlike nature, form, or quality of our current situation. Amen. So when we say desperate for different, you are saying, God, I am desperate that tomorrow don't look like today. Amen. God, I am desperate that this morning and this afternoon look quite different. Amen. How many folks are desperate? Amen. Amen. So we want to make sure we're on the same page. And so that's what we're talking about today is to be desperate for different. And we'll get to the text, but what does it look like in real life? What does desperate look like in real life? So we got a couple faces that I want to share with you and just a moment. And the thing that you'll understand that as we get through today's sermon, three things you're going to be able to understand is desperate hearing. Everybody say desperate hearing. Desperate thinking. And desperate doing. Desperate hearing. Desperate thinking. And desperate doing. All right. So what does desperate sound like? What does it sound like? What does it sound like when it manifests itself in a life? So, as you can see in our slides, there's this picture of a young lady that's coming up, and this young lady is desperate. She is. You've seen that face. Anybody ever made that face before? Amen. And what's her story? You see people all the time. You might walk by them in church, and you see their countenance is down. And what's their story? So her story is, no, I'm not hearing that. Cancer, it's back, no longer in remission. I've been doing everything they prescribed. Do you know how much debt I have because of this? More aggressive than it was before? Those radiation and chemo treatments wiped me out the last time. I'm only 32. And I've been dealing with this since I was 20. 12 years, I've tried the holistic meds. I changed my diet. I changed my exercise. I did it all. I am desperate. I don't want to deal with this. Someone in here may have made that same cry. And then there's this young man going through life. And how many have ever, I know I've done that one before. Amen. It's not a migraine. Amen. That's desperation. Amen. And this young man says, I'm so overwhelmed. Each time I take a step forward, there's always a setback. I try to be the husband and the father that God wants me to be, but the bills keep stacking higher and the needs of my family continue to grow. There's just not enough. If I get one more rejection email, I am going to explode. I've done everything I was supposed to do. I stayed out of trouble. I went to church. I graduated college. I started a career. I married and I'm raising my children. I still don't feel good enough. I am desperate. Desperate for different. Believe it or not, many of us sit here today, and while we may have the Sunday morning mask on, many of us today are desperate. While we may have the nice suits on, the nice dress, we may have polished our shoes, many of us today are desperate for different. Just like this woman in the text, this woman who had had this blood issue for 12 long years, there are some things that are going on in our lives that you and I are desperate for God to do something different. Am I in the house? Amen. So when you are desperate for different, the first thing that you will develop is desperate hearing. Amen? I must caution you that in seasons of desperation, you will develop desperate hearing, and it's important then what you're hearing. Amen? Because see, when you're desperate and you're developing desperate hearing, you might think that's a solution over there, but because you're so desperate for it, you will hear anything that you want to hear. Amen. So it's important that you understand that in your desperation, you are also vulnerable. Amen. Turn to my neighbor. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. In my desperation, I am vulnerable. Okay, and there are these things called ears, right, that you got right here, and they're inputs, amen. And what goes into those ears shapes the thinking that goes on in your mind, amen. So when you are in a desperate situation, it's important that you put yourself in a place where you are going to have healthy inputs, amen. See, when you're in a desperate situation, you need to hear some substance. You don't need to hear some gossip. You don't need to hear some backwoods remedy. Amen. You don't need to hear some drama. You need to hear some substance because you are desperately hearing. Look at the text. Mark 5:27 says, after hearing about Jesus. Amen. So this woman who had been sick for 12 years, this woman who had tried everything, all of a sudden she heard something different than what she had been hearing. Amen. Some of you in your desperation to change the situation you are in is you've got to stop hearing what you've always heard. Amen. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. That means I've got to stop listening to the same old folks. Yeah. That means if you really want things to change in your life, if you really want things to change in your circumstance, you can't keep listening to the people who keep you anchored in your same situation and your circumstance. Amen. If you keep listening to people who say you never gonna be, you never gonna be. Amen. If you keep listening to people who say it's never going to be fixed, they'll never find a cure, guess what? It'll never be fixed, and they'll never find a cure. You've got to change what you're hearing. Amen. And that's what happened here in the text with this woman with the blood issue. She had heard from doctors. I'm sure that she had some cousins and some aunties in them who all had, you know how it is when you're going through, everybody got a solution. Amen. Everybody becomes Dr. Phil. Amen. Everybody got an answer. Amen. And she had heard from everybody. But the text says, after hearing about Jesus. See, you and I have got to be on our jobs of telling the world about Jesus because there are some folks in some desperate situations, and it's only when they hear about Jesus will their situation begin to change. Amen. Look, check it out. Romans chapter 10. Some of y'all are wondering why things will not manifest in your life. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says this. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's say that. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Do you ever wonder why Satan, when you go through, pulls you away from church? Do you ever wonder why all of a sudden the devil always messes with you on Wednesday night? Do you ever wonder why the devil always messing with you at 9:30 during the Sunday school hour on Sunday? Amen. Because the devil understands the more you hear about God, the more you know what God is able to do, the greater your faith in God will be. Amen. See, some of us, we have this small measure of faith because we aren't listening. Amen. We're hearing the wrong things from the wrong people. But when this woman who had been sick for 12 years in her circumstance for 12 years, when she changed what she was listening to, her faith changed. Amen. What does God, someone turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, what does God have to say about it? Look, I love your mama. I love your aunt. I love your uncle. I love your best friend from kindergarten. Love them, right? But what does God have to say about it? Amen. We will seek everybody's opinion but God's, and it's only God that can turn the situation around. Amen. Have our witness. Amen. So when you get desperate, you're vulnerable. So you got to be careful what you're hearing, and what you need to hear is the word of God. Amen. Word of God, speak. Will you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Word of God, speak. When you are going through, you need to ask God, speak to my heart, God. When you are in pain, you need to say, God, speak to my pain. When you are stressed out, God, speak to my stress. Let me hear from you. Amen. See, if you want things to be turned around, if you want things to really change, you've got to change what you're hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you're afraid of it, then you need to talk to God about it so you can hear that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we can ever ask, think, or imagine. If you are facing giants in your life, you need to hear that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You got to change what you're hearing. If all you're hearing is you're a black male and you're going to end up in a gang and you're going to end up dead before you're 21, then there's no shock that you manifest that. But if you hear that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Woo! Some of us are stuck where we are because we've been hearing the wrong things. Amen. Now, this ain't in the notes, but parents, let me tell you, you got to be careful what you say to your kids. Amen. Gotta hear, speak into their lives. You will be a civil rights attorney. You will be a neurosurgeon. You will be a zoologist. You will be a teacher. And then when your daughter gets to be a finalist for the Daniel Scholarship, you step back and you say, God, I've been speaking it all of her life. You want things to change. You got to change what you're hearing. Amen. Look, between us, there's some folks, you might be related to them, that you just need to plug your ears. There's some folks who ain't got no business hearing about your dreams, because all they gonna do is speak death. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21 that the power of life and death is where? In the tongue. And some of y'all have been listening to death your entire lives. And all your life has manifested is death. It's got nothing to do with you and everything to do with what you're hearing. Amen. But if you get into a place and they start speaking life, if you get into a place around people who believe that you are able because God is able, when you get in a place where people start speaking to you and noticing your gifts and talents, take off, because you've changed what you're hearing. Amen. What does desperate sound like? So you'll develop desperate hearing. What does desperate sound like? Young woman, I wonder if anybody's ever made this face. Huh? Yeah. Just, that's either migraine getting ready to start, or that's a mother walking into the house and the kids ain't finished the chores, but they all sitting around doing everything else. Amen. Some witnesses right there. Amen. But she says, again, you have to be kidding me. I thought I was done with this. This couldn't have come at a worse time. I don't know how much more I can take. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to hear the same things from the same people. They act like it's not a big deal, but it's not to them because it's not happening to them. They aren't living with this. It's easy to tell me to pray about it. They don't know my pain. They don't know I can't sleep at night. They don't know the discomfort. Pray. I don't even have the words to pray. Lord, why? Why now? Why me? Right again. Why? Desperate. Some of us have made this face. I know personally this has been one of my faces. Not again. I can't get another phone call like that. He was only 15. He was a good kid. No, he was a great kid. He was going to play baseball in the majors. He was going to show the doubters that he was different. He was going to be somebody. Why? Shot and killed for nothing. Walking in his neighborhood, coming home with groceries that he purchased with his own money to help out his mom. He was doing nothing wrong. He was just a kid. This makes 8 and 6 months. Lord, why? Desperate. See, when you are desperate, you develop desperate hearing, but desperation also causes us to develop desperate thinking. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, desperate thinking. So it's not just about how I hear, but it's those inputs that then change how I think. Amen. Look at the text, Mark 5, 28. Powerful, powerful, powerful. For she thought that if I just touch his garments, I will get well. When did she get well? When she thought that if she just touched the hem of his garment, I will get well. Connected, Pastor Vernon. She heard something about Jesus. That hearing about Jesus changed her thinking about Jesus. If I just touch the hem of his garment. Some of you are trapped in thinking that is desperate, thinking that is dangerous, because those inputs have created prisons in your mind. But thanks be to God that he is able to loose us from the very shackles that the enemy has set for our demise. Anybody glad about it? Amen. The old folks used to say, the places I used to go, I don't go no more. The things that I used to think, I don't think no more. I used to think I couldn't do it, but God. I used to think that I couldn't go there, but God. She thought, look how bold this is. Not if I touch his hand. Not if he lays his hand on me. But I think if I just touch, in some translation says the hem of his garment, I know that I will be made well. Look, check it out. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your what? Mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See what has happened because you have heard the wrong things, you are thinking the wrong things, and when you start hearing the Word of God starts to work in your mind and change your mind to disagree with the world and to agree with God. Amen. See, in order for us to get God results in our life, we've got to have alignment in our thinking with God. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I want to think the way God wants me to think. See, look, this is bold, man, to just think that, look, I don't even have to say hi to him. He doesn't have to say my name. But if I could just sneak on up there and touch his garment, I believe that I can be made well. What power was in the message that this woman heard? Somebody had told her about Jesus. Jesus had given the blind man sight. Jesus had told the lame man to get up and walk. Jesus had told the dead one to get up and live again. Jesus had done this and Jesus had done that. And this woman, so overwhelmed by what she heard Jesus had done, developed the thinking that says, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, amen. If I can just, not if I can just sit in church and hear a good sermon, but if I can just touch. Some of y'all are waiting for God to do this 4th of July fireworks thing in your life, amen? And all God wants you to have is faith just a touch, amen? God, if I have I've heard all about you, and now my thinking is that if you can give sight to the blind, if you can tell the lame to get up and walk, if you can tell the dead to rise again, God, this little blood issue, Somebody turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, if God can do all that, my issue ain't no problem. Now, I know that ain't proper English, but that's church English. Amen. She changed her thinking. Now, when you change what you're hearing and you change what you're thinking, it's starting to change you. Amen. What is desperate? What is desperate? Look at this face. I've seen a lot of young ladies in my office and young men in my office when I was back working in schools and had this face. Just bewildered. She said, I thought it would make me fit in, but all I feel is empty. I keep giving myself away and I get nothing back. Not a phone call, not a text, no roses for me. I'm just forgotten about. That is until the next party. Oh, the life of the party, they call me. Oh, the free spirit that is down for whatever. Oh, I'm down for whatever, but I'm not down for this. Not this. I've lost me somewhere. How did I get here? How did I end up in this cycle? I want to scream no, but no is lonely. I want to say no, but this is killing me. I see the shattered pieces of my heart in the tears that I shed when no one's around. Oh, I can't live like this. I'm desperate for different. And every last one of us, in some way, we've been this guy. We've looked like this guy in our life. He sits there and he says, I did it. I do it. I keep falling. I keep running to what I need to run away from. I'm stuck here in this space. It keeps calling me and I keep answering. I'm a mess. Shame on me. I can't even bring myself to look in the mirror. I am an addict. I am sick. I'm not worthy. God, how can you come for me? God, how can you love me? I can't even love me. I can't forgive me. 15 years with this addiction. 15 years with this bottle. I'm so numb. It keeps the pain away, God. So I thought, but this hurts. I'm desperate. I'm desperate. See, when you start to hear differently, you start to think differently, and then there comes some power, because then you start to do differently. Amen. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Desperate hearing. Desperate thinking. Leads to desperate doing. Now, that's all great to hear differently. It's all great for your mind to begin to hear new things. But the power is really manifested when you start to do differently. Amen. And I've got to share this because Sister Bonnie, you know, she made me feel real good about myself. And I've been watching my diet and going to work out and drinking water and all this kind of stuff. And every now and then you just need an encouraging comment. You know, I walk in the office today and she says, man, look at you. You passing me up. And I said, oh, yeah, my thing. Right? I was feeling good about myself. Suit was fitting nice. I said, oh, man, yeah. Then I said, you know, men lose weight faster than women. So, you know, no big deal. Keep going. But after she left, I was like, all right, yeah. Right? But look, my hearing changed about my health. My thinking changed about my health. And guess what? Then my doing changed about my health. Look at this powerful text. Verse 27, the B part of verse 27. It says, after hearing about Jesus, she came up in the crowd behind him and touched his cloak. Amen. She came up in the crowd behind him and touched his cloak. So many of us are stuck in stupid because we're worried about the crowd. Amen. We're worried about what other people are going to think if I sell out to Jesus. What other people are going to think if I start moving my way towards the answer. She said, nah, baby, let me tell you something. I'm tired of being sick. Amen. I'm tired of these doctor bills. I'm tired of this pain in my body. So I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if everybody around sees me. I'm going to touch the hem of his garment. Amen. See, you got to understand the desperate doing is going to first call you out from the crowd. Amen. The one thing we know about us as human beings is misery loves company. Amen. So you are in a crowd of miserable people. And all the people, now look at this, all the people around Jesus were in some condition of desperation. Amen. They were all in need of a Savior, and some of them were not even paying attention to the fact that Jesus was the answer to what they were struggling with. Amen. Look at the disciples. That when after she touched him, Jesus said, "Who touched me, right?" And the disciples clearly said, "Look, man, this room is crowded." Amen. And you got the nerve to ask us who touched you. Amen. Now, isn't it something that in a crowded room full of people in desperation, there was one woman who saw what she needed? Amen. See, you can come to a crowded church. I don't want to mess with you today. Amen. You can come to a crowded church. Amen. And you be the only one who gets what God was given that day because everybody else ain't desperate. Amen. There's a lot of folks who come to church week after week and don't get what God has given because they ain't desperate. Amen. They're secure in their degree. They're secure in their credit score. They're secure in their house. They're secure in their job. They're secure in their wardrobe. They miss what God is doing because they're not desperate. Amen. In a crowded room, this one woman, one in a crowded room, walked up and touched the hem of his garment. If I said, brothers and sisters, in this plant, in these plants, we've hidden 80 envelopes with $10,000 each. And the first one to get there gets to have, how come ain't nobody moving? See what I'm saying? Faith. There could really be envelopes in here with money in here. And guess what you're doing? Oh, he's joking. Somebody about to say, man, right? You know how much your credit card debt is. It's right here. Relief is right in the plant. But that's how we act. We hear there's 80 envelopes, $10,000 each envelope, $800,000. The first people up here to get it gets it. Thank you. See, somebody, look. She said, now maybe he's not joking. Amen. Y'all sitting here playing. Amen. But look, that is what it is when it comes to walking this thing out. Some of us miss what God is trying to do. Because again, our faith is about that much. This woman said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. And we sitting there, everybody got all these issues, got all these problems, and nobody want to move towards Jesus. The answer was in the room. The solution was right in the room. And only one person was moving. See, when you're desperate, you get desperate hearing, you get desperate thinking, you start desperate doing. What does that mean? That means you start desperately praying. See, when you're really desperate, ain't nobody got to remind you to pray. You pray. And I mean those knock down, drag out, you and God, snotting and crying prayers. God, I'm desperate. When you're a mother and you're praying for your wayward child. God, here I am again. God, you know I love him. God, I need you to reach him. God, you look, some of y'all mothers need to shout right there because that's been you. Amen. Everybody else had written him off. Everybody else said he going to be. Everybody else. But nah, mama, you heard something different when he was born. Amen. You heard what God was going to do. Not to do him harm, but to give him a future and give him a hope. You heard that. Amen. And you've been thinking that for 16 years. And here you are on your knees in your bedroom with a desperate prayer because you believe God. See, when you're desperate, you start praying desperate. And when you're desperate, you start praising desperate. Amen. There's some folks I can tell when they're going through because they praise like crazy. Amen. You know, the songwriter says, praise is what I do. Even when I'm going through, I've learned how to worship God. Amen. Some of y'all just got to shout your way through it. Amen. Sometimes life throws you some struggles and you just got to shout your way through it. Because you're desperate. Amen. You're believing that God can do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine. I don't know. Maybe I don't have any desperate folks in here today. Amen. But in my situation, amen, I'm desperate. Amen. In my situation, I believe that if I just touch the hem of his garment, I believe that if I just touch the hem of his garment. Look, check it out. Check it out real quick. Psalms 37. 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. Amen. Somebody say, he will do it. Nike owes heaven a lot of royalty. Amen. Because before Nike said, just do it. Amen. God said, I've already done it. Amen. He said, commit your way to God, and not I might think about it, but he said, if you commit your way to me, I will do it. Some of you today need to hear that. Amen. You need to start thinking that as you look at the situations in your life, if you've committed your way to God, God says he will do it. Amen. Y'all know Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Amen. This woman with the blood issue for 12 long years had decided that she was desperate. She had decided that she didn't want life like she had always had it. And I want to submit to you today that there's somebody here today who really is desperate. Like me, you've come to the end of your rope. Like me, you've come to the moment where you say, God, I've heard some things about you. I've heard that you're able to do it if I commit my way to you. So God, here I am. Here I am, desperate. I know what I heard about you. And my mind is being transformed to believe what I've heard about you. And since my mind is being transformed to believe what I heard about you, all of a sudden my hands and my feet are starting to walk in your ways. All of a sudden my hands and my feet, they can't stop but praising you. My hands and my feet are moving in a new direction because I am desperate. Desperate for different, desperate for joy in my home, desperate for peace on my street, desperate for prosperity in my life. I don't know about you today, but I am desperate for God to do exceedingly abundantly, beyond all that he can ever ask, think, or imagine. Somebody said to me the other day, Pastor Jones, when you get up and preaching, you do all of that hollering, and you do all of that whatever you want to call it, and they said, why do you do all that? I said, let me tell you why. See, after I done given you the meat of the message, see, I can't help, like Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. You might not like it, but all it is God telling me he's able to do. He's able to do. Yes. He's able. He's able. I need about 5 people to stand on your feet and go high five 3 other people and say, God is able. God is able. God is able. Yes. Yeah. Don't stop shouting. Because your breakthrough right might be right now in your shout. Don't stop shouting. You done heard something new about him. Your thinking is being transformed. So you got to get your body in alignment with what you now know about him. He's able to do it. Yes, he will. He'll pick you up. He'll turn you around. He'll set your feet on solid ground. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Somebody ought to shout glory. Somebody. Somebody shout for your breakthrough. Somebody shout, yes. When you're desperate, you don't care who's around you. You'll come up out of your jacket and you'll start shouting. When you're desperate, you don't care who's around you. You'll start running. When you're desperate, tears will roll down your eyes. When you're desperate. This woman with the blood issue looked around and said, you might not believe. Looked around and said, you might just sit there, but I'm going to make my way. I'm going to make my way. I'm going to make my way. And if I can just touch the hem of his garment, yes, yes, yes. Yes! Somebody say, I'm one touch away. I'm one touch away from my healing. I'm one touch away from my breakthrough. I'm one touch away. Yes! Woo! Woo! I'm one touch away. I'm one touch away. I don't care who's around me. I'm one touch away. I don't care if you doubt it. I'm one touch away. I don't care if you believe it or not. I'm one touch away. I'm going to take my tired self. I'm going to take my worn out self. Because I heard Jesus was passing by. I heard Jesus was passing by. And can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody. Woo! You are one touch away. Whatever it is, one touch away. You've been dealing with it for a while, longer than you thought, but you are one touch away. And today, today this God that we serve, today this God that we serve is telling us to hear differently. He's telling us to hear differently. What does he want us to hear? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He's saying, look, as you are desperate, hear that I love you. Hear that I've already paid the price for you. And he says, look, as you hear that, I need you to have desperate thinking. John 3:17 says, for God did not send his Son in the world to judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Some of you are sitting here today and God has been speaking to you and you think you can't come forward because God is judging you and God's people are judging you. But the word of God says he did not come to judge, he came to save. And today he speaks to your heart and says, I love you. Come this way. He says, I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're messed up in. I don't care what's holding you back. I love you. Did not come to judge you or condemn you, but I came to save you. Then he says, as you hear that truth and your mind is transformed by that truth, then I need you to walk differently. He says, John 3:20 and 21, for everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light so that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God. It again, it's not enough to hear different, to think different, and not do different. Today, God wants you to walk in power and to do different. He does not want you to go back to that relationship that's been bruising you. He does not want you to go back to that alcohol that has been destroying you. He does not want you to go back and give in to the lust of your flesh. But he says, walk in the newness of life. Be desperate for him today. Let your heart cry out to him. Right now in your situation, you know it better than anybody in this room. And you just, as you feel the desperate flow over you, as you feel the Spirit move, just lift your hands and be desperate today. Don't worry about the crowd around you. But let God know, I'm desperate for you today, God.
I'm desperate for...
If you need prayer today and you want us to lay hands on you to pray over you, come up today as we stand. Be desperate for him today. Today is the day.